to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Good morning and hello. Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney. This is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Brains, did you bring your cats, dogs, cows, horses, and birds with you to listen to this exciting interview? This is something that I've never knew even existed. Chiropractic and acupressure therapy for animals. We have Dr. Linda Hansen here with us. She grew up in Copenhagen, Denmark, where she knew at the age of 5 that she wanted to become a chiropractor when she witnessed firsthand how it helped her father, who suffered from a back injury. We've all had that pinched nerve and needed an adjustment, right? Linda studied pre-med in Denmark and then came to the United States to attend Palmer Chiropractic College in Davenport, Iowa. I got her in Idaho. She's in Iowa. Driven by her love of animals, she began to study in the field to figure out how it could benefit animals, dogs, cats, horses, cows, and birds. I think that this is interesting. You know, here on the Edge, we really love our fur babies, and we have had great interviews with veterinarians and pet products and pet sitting, but we've never had anyone that has been able to do certain modalities and adjustments on animals. So I'm excited that she's here and to be able to talk to her. Good morning, Dr. Linda Hansen. How are you, wonderful?
Good morning, April. I'm doing absolutely wonderful.
Oh, that's a good thing. That is a good thing. I think this is just so remarkable. When I ran into you, I knew I had found a jewel because I am a lover of animals. And, again, I'm a lover of different modalities as far as healing and health. I had no idea that there was people had the ability to do adjustments and manipulations and acupressure on animals. So tell me a little bit about you growing up in Copenhagen, Denmark, of all places, and how you ended up in Iowa.
Well, I was born in 63, and my parents, they're half Danish, half German, and I'm the oldest of three. From very, very early on, my dad had severe back issues that laid him up completely, and he was always transported into this chiropractor that fixed him up and was able to get him back on his feet again. So that is what my dad, he said, well, you need to marry a chiropractor. My mom, she says, no, she needs to be one.
Right.
That is how the early kindling of that idea even came about, probably. And all through school, I bombarded my classmates with health notices on the board, sticking notes up. It takes this many oranges to combat the cigarette you were smoking, et cetera. They probably were sick of me, but, you know, that's I did not preach to them. I just put the notes up there for everybody to see. And I just never, ever even thought of any other profession than becoming a chiropractor. And so I had literally blinders on all these years. And shortly before I was to leave to go to the United States in 1984, a classmate one day said, what if that doesn't come too? And I looked at her, and it never entered my mind. There was nothing else. It was all or nothing. So,
right, the naysayers, you know, the people always try to block
your
vision.
Yeah, well, you know, I read a book long time ago from M. Bristol, The Magic in Believing. I read that as a very young teenager, and I just visualized all these years, and that is exactly what came to fruition. I came to the United States in 1984, Did the some pre-med back home, but did some over here as well. And then I got into Palmer College of Chiropractic and graduated in 1988.
Now you were telling me that you were a bit of a shy student, and that you had wished, looking back on it now, that you had a really kind of taken more advantage of your instructor.
I actually ran into your first chiropractic veterinarian, even Sharon Willoughby.
Mm.
She was at my school studying. And I figured, well, the only way I could, I thought she was fascinating. So the only way that I could actually get the gumption up to see what she was doing was taking my dog over there to her and let her work on him. And just fascinated me, and it never left me. And our path crossed several times. She was actually getting flown here and there to do race horses, and also opened up, I think, the first school for chiropractic to help others get into the field, et cetera. And we crossed paths a couple of times and just always had great mutual respect for each other.
Well, that is great that you had someone that you could be under their tutelage for such
a
unique
field.
Yeah,
but, you know, it's one of those that that you run into each other, but my admiration for her was probably higher than she would probably remember me as one of those that was in the passing, you know, but...
Well,
I
don't believe that now, because you are one of the few in the world that
there are more and more, and I'm happy, really happy to see that. There are schools for it, and there are more and more people. Yes, there is. There's more and more people of the veterinarians that are getting in, and any time now that, you know, it didn't used to be, there used to be some of us that actually got into the field, but now there are actually schools for it.
Now,
and
let me ask a question about how
I'm glad to see
long...
that, because it is greatly necessary, and it helps the animals so much.
Well, yeah, they don't want to give them drugs. I want to ask you a couple quick questions. How long does it take to become a doctor of chiropractic? Humans or animals?
I graduated in 88 and started in 84. And from that, you can take extra courses, you know, after. Some schools now, I think, are actually incorporating the animal chiropractic into their curriculum as an elective if you want to. I'm working on everything from the old 30-year-olds that needs to be able to pick up grass and be comfortable.
Right.
And I work on regular riding horses, race horses. I work on the highest level of Grand Prix horses and competition, barrel racing, all disciplines, really.
I saw some of your photographs, and I saw that you did taping also. I had that done, and that really relieves a lot of pressure. I know people that have racehorses or horses in general really appreciate that, because once a horse loses their ability to stand on those legs, unfortunately a lot of people put them down or, you know, put them out to pasture. So that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But you work on livestock too. Tell us a little bit about your work with livestock.
Dairy cows, beef cattle. I actually on occasion the occasional competition swine, goats. Yeah, I do work on all of that. And once a year, I go out to the World Dairy. The veterinarians and the competitors are awaiting my arrival out there. So the World Dairy that goes on in October in Madison, Wisconsin, and I make the cows able to walk with grace, and if they have issues, which some of them they do, they get work done and they get comfortable. And it also helps increase the milk production.
It increases the milk production, really?
Yeah. If you have interference in the nervous system, that can impede the milk production in cows. And I also, around here, neighboring states, I'm called out by the veterinarians to help with down cows because some of them tell me that they've never seen anybody get as many down cows up as they have with me. So they're very happy to have me come out when they encounter that. And I usually have a really, really good working relationship with another veterinarian who does the needlepoint, should I say, the acupuncture part, because I will not penetrate skin. That's not part of my work, and not even in my work. So I let the veterinarians about the acupuncture, and it works really, really well with my work. So I'm really happy to see that. Yeah.
That is.
And go ahead. And I also, I got a few years ago, about for a decade now, I was out. The head doctor at that time, Dr. Detloff, incorporated me teaching about chiropractic in his vet shop. For Organic Valley, so I've done that for about a decade, and I think they are.
That is so wonderful.
Detloff retired.
What do you do? Do you actually do, like, I'm thinking chiropractic from the experience that I've had. You do physical manipulation and adjustment of the spine.
Yes, I do.
And you do it on birds, right?
Birds have hollow vertebrae, and so with them, when they're in trouble, it's more so therapy such as electromagnetic and laser that works really well when they have had a fracture. I have helped the Pennsylvania Game Commission one time with a bird owl. So, but
that's
anyway,
powerful.
Yeah, that. Yeah,
so now you've had
works.
Your own,
and I,
you've had
you know,
your own
I have
challenges.
Had sometimes where the, yeah, well, sometimes when the veterinarians they said, well, I don't know how this works, but it does, so just keep doing it. I said, okay,
exactly. So you've had your own challenges with your health. You shared a little bit about that with me, and you can share as much or as little as you like with my brains. But with that,
sure.
That has really been an impactor on your ability to, you know, kind of get around and move. But because of, I think, your, and this is my opinion, your history of being a bodybuilder, I don't want my brains to miss that, you have been able to use your mental ability, your physical ability, your will, your drive to forge ahead. Tell us a little bit about your weightlifting and also about, you know, the challenges that you're, you know, experiencing on and off with your health now.
Yeah. That was back in college, chiropractic college. I was in bodybuilding all those years back then, and it gives you got me over a focus that I was, I guess, introduced with when I was a kid, and I looked back at pictures and I never saw it, and it wasn't there. But at one point, I guess I was told that I was fat. And it just always stuck, even though I was a tall beanstalk. I grew to be 6'3".
Wow.
Lost a little bit in height because of a severe back injury, but that's okay, I guess. But it gave me a discipline, and it had me overcome that thought of it. As you know, in bodybuilding, you not only built strength, but you also built some muscle. And it was back, though, when bodybuilding was more so the Corey Everson style, where
right.
we weren't getting into all kinds of drugs or anything like that.
Right.
It had just, I think, started at that point. You know, now it's nowadays it's completely different, and I won't even go there. You know,
right? Well, I
but
mean,
back
it's
then
different,
it was graceful,
and it
was still
different.
Yes, it did.
But
and,
when they do,
so
you know,
anyway, but it the mental focus and the strength, plus the books that I was always reading. I always read books on successful people and how to visualize. And so that is pretty much what I have been doing. And it has helped me greatly while I have been very ill. I don't know where that strength comes from, except to tell you it's inner strength.
Right.
And
right.
so
well,
I
mean, it
just,
comes from your discipline. You understand what
yeah,
your father endured. You saw him with the back injury, and you've been able to
yeah.
understand the spine and how that really works. A lot
yep.
of people are intimidated by chiropractic work, or they don't believe in it. I know I can sit
yeah,
and I can
they usually,
help my body's out of alignment.
But April, usually when I see people are intimidated, they have to realize, and I always show them, that there are new forms of treatment now that are, you know, I had to design those treatments for the animals as well, because I never liked, you know, some of the ways that we did work, and especially if people had angst about getting work done.
Right.
So the kind of courses that I also, while I was at Palmer, was also courses that led me down the ways of more gently adjusting, where you did not twist everything. And because of that, I designed ways to adjust horses where I used finesse, line of drive, etc., where I didn't have to go in and torque the neck, et cetera, you know, so it doesn't look as drastic when I work on them.
Well, horses are very powerful animals.
And because of animals being... Excuse me?
They're very powerful and they're very strong, and they have a very keen sense of addressing fear and knowing that. So you also have a different
yeah.
intuitive gift with animals. It's not just your
yeah.
ability to work on them with chiropractic, but it's also being able to connect with them spiritually and them to trust you,
yeah.
even if you're close enough. Because like you said, you don't penetrate.
Well, that's
so,
part of it. That's
you know,
part
you
of it, April, because when I go in and work on the animals, before I even work on them, I always introduce myself to them. I don't just quote
right.
I always make sure that they know who I am and that I'm not a threat to them.
Right.
That's
right,
a big
right.
part.
So now where are you today?
Yeah.
Are you, you know, or I encourage you, as I spoke to you before, is to really document this and to share your experience and your journey in print. Yeah. Are you readily available to travel to other parts of the United States? If people need your information and need your services, tell my brains how they can get in contact with you, Linda.
They can definitely... At the end of the show, I'll put up my business card along with, you know, in your blog. And I travel to different states, but I always work with the veterinarians, you know, as well. So that is always a great plus. And also I invented a few products as well that has helped greatly. I have a Belgian. She's 37 now. You know, she's been on the supplement that I developed, that minerals and certain herbs that are helpful in whole health. And I developed
that for animals and humans.
A spray that can, huh?
Is that for animals and humans?
I don't
your
deal
supplements
with humans.
And your spray.
I deal with animals only. Yeah.
Okay.
I deal with animals only, and hopefully,
well, there's a lot of two-legged animals out
trademark.
Here too, you know.
Well, I let other people about those. You know? Yeah, no, I don't deal with people anymore, other than them being the owners. It's I left that field a long time ago.
Well, I think that is wonderful.
Now, I'm getting ready to get my product trademarked, actually. So it's working really well, and the spray that I developed as well. So, yeah, I never sit still, so to speak.
Well, I'm so glad
I'm
that
always
you
up for learning new things.
Have dedicated your life to working with animals in this type of modality. I know that owners from racehorses to kitty cats absolutely love you. I love you. I was looking at my dog right now, and he's kind of walking hunched over, and I was like, oh, wouldn't it be great if Dr. Linda was here to give him a little spinal adjustment. I'm sure that he could appreciate that. But my brain's really
That's the one thing that I did differently than many other people to April was that I incorporated very, very early on full-fledged laser and pulsed electromagnetic. And I see now here over a decade later that it is getting used more and more and more companies are coming out with it. But I was a pioneer in that field as well. And the laser company that I have mine from, they actually are very appreciative because I do give them new possibilities and show them new things that can be done with their products. So it's a
well, I think that again, like I said, is very, very powerful, and I think it's wonderful. And I'm so glad that you visited us here on The Edge to talk about this. Brains, go back and listen to other edgy conversations here on Blog Talk Radio. Be sure that if your animal is in need of any sort of help, you know, adjustment, or if you're trying to get your cow to give more milk, be sure to reach out to Dr. Linda Hansen. You can find all of her information right here on my page on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, Blog Talk, iTunes, Mixcloud. I'm all over the planet. Thanks so much for coming here and being with us today, Dr. Linda Hansen on The Edge. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you so very much for having me. I'm very honored. I really appreciate it.
All right. All right, Brains. I expect for you to do all that you can do to be a good two-legged animal in the world of human beings. Have a great day, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Bye, Brains.
Thank you so much.